Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the western leg of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour came through southeastern South Dakota and central and northeastern Nebraska. Sherman Newland is a scout and a farmer in southeastern Illinois. Newland talks about his impressions of the South Dakota crop.
I really wanted to see South Dakota. I knew there was a lot of prevent planting in this area, and it sure was. It proved its point. There was a lot of acres that were not planted. A lot of late crops, corn and beans both, a lot of immature corn. It's going to have a long way to go to finish, before the regular frost date. Same way with beans. Low pod counts, long way to go. Still flowering. I mean, still has potential, but, with cooler weather forecast, it's not looking real great.
Newland says going into Nebraska is like night and day difference.
When you got into Nebraska, like you said, night and day difference. Same way as it was last year. Seemed like as soon as you cross that border, Nebraska gets a lot better. Pod counts increased, size of the plants increased. Ear sizes increased, yield for corn, data increased substantially.
Emotions ran high among some of the producers at the Grand Island meeting, and understandably so. Farmers are worried about fighting a battle against Mother Nature and Father Time. The crops need dry heat, and they need a later than average frost if they're going to get the crops out and have some success.
What's been going on with the data has been a shock to the farmers. Everybody's expecting lower acres because of all the prevent plant acres. But, sound like farmers heated the look at the prices and planted more corn, or wanted to plant more corn, or intended to plant more corn, and it showed up, and along with the lower bean acres out there that USDA came out with.
During the meeting in Grand Island, Pro Farmer received their final tour estimates for South Dakota. This is Western Tour lead Jeff Wilson.
Today in South Dakota, we came up with an average yield of 154 bushels per acre on 68 samples, which is a good sample selection. It's about what we normally do. So, and that's down 13.4% from a year ago. And it's 2.8% below the three-year average. So it's down. And just for reference, USDA put the South Dakota crop at 157 bushels, and that's only down about 2%. So our number's down a fairly substantial amount.
The real story with the corn was about plant population and maturity. And as Wilson says, we need many more days of heat to get the South Dakota corn crop to the finish line.
But the bigger story here is that it's really about plant population, and we did see a lot of PP acres. We don't care about prevent plant acres. We're only caring about a field that can be harvested, and we want to measure what that yield potential is. And that yield potential this year is down, and what we measure today is mostly potential. That's the key word, because there was a lot of fields that had just pollinated within the last 2 to 3 weeks, and that is going to be a long, long, long growing season to reach that potential that we actually measure today. So the odds are the yield could come down a little bit unless we have another 50 days of weather like we had today across South Dakota, where it was 82 degrees, 10-mile-an-hour winds, and lots of sunshine. The sunshine really is the most important thing right now for both the corn and the soybean crops.
Soybeans were equally distressing in the state.
Now, looking over at the soybean measurements today, they also were disappointing. Only 833 pods were counted on average in a 3-foot by 3-foot area. That's down almost 19% from a year ago. And compared with USDA's numbers, they estimated the crop at 45 bushels per acre, down 2.2 bushels. So the soybean factory is not there.
The western leg of the tour wraps up in Nebraska today. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.